From the 88.5 GPB Atlanta newsroom, I'm Leah Fleming. From city jail to a wellness and freedom center, that's the desire of some community activists in Atlanta as they push officials to shut down the city's jail. GPB's Ross Terrell reports.
Standing on the steps of City Hall, a few dozen people rallied in support of closing and repurposing the Atlanta City Detention Center. It costs more than $32 million a year to operate the facility, and the population there has dwindled since the city stopped accepting federal immigration detainees. Marilyn Nguyen is with Women on the Rise, one of the groups pushing to close the jail. She says their goal is pretty simple.
Close it, take the $32.5 million and reallocate it back into the community for services, jobs, homes, and all the things that low-income communities need.
Nguyen says legislation that could decide the future of the jail may be introduced in the Atlanta City Council later this month. For GPB News, I'm Ross Terrell in Atlanta.
Carolyn Meadows, the new president of the NRA, is apologizing for saying that one of the leading proponents for gun control in Congress only won her election because she is, quote, a minority female. During an interview last week with the Marietta Daily Journal, Meadows said that Representative Lucy McBath was elected not because of her support of stricter gun laws, but because she is a minority female. Now, in a statement to the Washington Post, Meadows, who lives in East Cobb County, is apologizing to McBath for her comments, saying they were insensitive and inappropriate. McBath is a black woman. She pushed for gun control after her son was shot and killed by a white man in a gas station parking lot in Jacksonville, Florida, in 2012. After weeks of waiting and speculation, this morning, Governor Brian Kemp is set to sign a controversial bill that effectively bans abortion in Georgia. GPB's Stephen Fowler reports on the expected legal challenges.
Kemp is signing the Living Infants Fairness and Equality Act in a ceremonial office at 10 a.m. House Bill 481 effectively bans abortion in the state once a heartbeat is detected around 6 weeks into pregnancy. It also gives economic and personhood benefits to an embryo, like a tax break for parents. The American Civil Liberties Union of Georgia and other groups plan to sue to stop the bill from taking effect January 1, 2020. Supporters and opponents think this measure could eventually wind up in front of the Supreme Court. For GPB News, I'm Stephen Fowler in Atlanta.